This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says reforms are needed in the international financial system. Prime Minister Oli and his spouse Radhika Shaque attend official dinner hosted by Spanish King Felipe VI. Speaker Debraj Kimire calls on political parties to maintain the dignity of the parliament. And Iran's deputy foreign minister says the US must rule out further strikes if it wants to resume diplomatic talks. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has emphasized the reforms needed in the international financial system. He made such remarks during his address to the closing plenary of the Civil Society Forum for 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, FFD4, in Seville of Spain. He addressed the plenary in the capacity of the chief guest. Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for the developed countries to translate their commitments for financial investment into action. Prime Minister Oli urged civil society to consistently advocate for development assistance, date sustainability and international financial system reforms during his address. He emphasized that civil society members are not just conference participants but also catalysts for change, adding that their advocacy could lead to significant transformations. Prime Minister Oli highlighted that Nepal was progressing toward development and prosperity, driven by principles of good governance, rule of law, and democracy. The Prime Minister expressed Nepal's position that global investments should prioritize inclusion, necessity, and proportionality. He further noted that civil society's advocacy would promote the well-being of people and the planet while fostering shared responsibility, calling on them to spearhead efforts for an equitable and sustainable future that leaves no one behind. At a separate event, Prime Minister Oli stressed that all stakeholders should take responsibility for generating decent job opportunities by leveraging private sector capital, promoting inclusive growth, and identifying new development funding resources. The Civil Society Forum's declaration endorsed during the event is set to be adopted at the FFD4 conference. Later, Prime Minister Oli attended a dinner hosted by King Felipe VI of Spain in honor of the heads of states and governments attending the FFD4. Prime Minister Oli and his spouse Radhika Shaque attended the official dinner hosted at the Royal Alcazar of Seville. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Oli and the Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sánchez, held a bilateral meeting. Speaker Debraj Kimire has called on political parties represented in the parliament to maintain the dignity of the parliament, fostering inter-party consensus through dialogue and collaboration, as well as to move ahead in unity in addressing the people's aspirations. On the occasion of National Parliament Day today, Speaker Kimire expressed best wishes to all Nepali brothers and sisters, current and former members of the federal parliament, and representatives of provincial assemblies and local levels. He expressed gratitude for the contributions of the free press, civil society, and the conscious citizens towards making the parliament more effective, accountable, and responsive to the people. While paying heartfelt tribute to the martyrs who dedicated their lives for the movement for parliamentary democracy, he also recalled the contributions of the political parties and political warriors. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives has begun discussions with lawmakers on a bill to amend and consolidate laws related to the Nepal Police. In today's meeting, the amending lawmakers emphasized the need to enact a law that makes the police organization professional, systematic, reliable, accountable, and trustworthy. They stressed that Nepal Police should be free from political interference, promotion and transfers should be made predictable through legislation, and the criteria for promotion should be clearly defined. An earthquake of 4.3 on the Richter scale occurred this morning with its epicenter in Kodara of Mugu district. The National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center in Loinchur informed that the earthquake occurred near Kodara at 8:39 a.m. this morning. On the 29th of June, an earthquake of 4.8 magnitude had occurred with its epicenter in Jima of Mugu district. Nepal has been experiencing several earthquakes and aftershocks with varying magnitudes. The country is considered earthquake-prone zone as it lies between two very active tectonic plates. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister, Majid Takht Ravanchi, told the BBC that the U.S. must rule out further strikes on Iran if it wants to resume diplomatic talks. He said the Trump administration, through mediators, expressed interest in returning to negotiations this week, but has not clarified its stance on the very important question of additional attacks during talks. The U.S. and Iran were engaged in discussions over Iran's nuclear program when Israel struck Iran's nuclear sites and military infrastructure earlier this month, prompting Iran to respond with missiles. The U.S. became directly involved on the 21st of June, bombing three of Iran's nuclear sites. In a separate incident, the two U.S. firefighters were fatally shot and a third wounded in what authorities described as a total ambush in the state of Idaho. A gunman intentionally started a fire and opened fire on the first responders at Canfield Mountain on Sunday afternoon. The attack lasted several hours with law enforcement and firefighters facing sniper fire. A SWAT team later found a deceased male near the attack site believed to have acted alone. The fire, which grew to 20 acres, continued burning into Sunday night. Now Sports Esports. The Esports World Cup Foundation has unveiled details for the 2025 Esports World Cup set to take place in Riyadh of Saudi Arabia from the 7th of July to the 24th of August. The global event will feature a massive prize pool of over $70 million, the largest in esports history, attracting over 2,000 professional players and 200 top clubs from more than 100 countries, including participants from Nepal. The 2025 Esports World Cup will include 25 tournaments across 24 popular games. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the hilly regions of the country and Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Provinces. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of Sudar Paschim Province and at one or two places of the rest of the country, so there needs to be taken caution. Possibility of light to moderate snowfall even during this peak summer season is possible at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says reforms are needed in the international financial system. Prime Minister Oli and his spouse Radhika Shakye attend official dinner hosted by Spanish King Felipe VI. Speaker Debraj Kimire calls on political parties to maintain the dignity of the parliament. And Iran's deputy foreign minister says the U.S. must rule out further strikes if it wants to resume diplomatic talks. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.